The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Virginia doesn't actually have the money in the bank before it decides how to spend it. Instead, we draw up a budget based on economists' predictions of how much the state will collect in income and sales taxes.
It's hard to predict the future, exactly.
Laura Gorin is a policy analyst with the Commonwealth Institute.
And when you're talking about a state budget that funds our public schools and our colleges and healthcare, we're talking about a fair amount of money, so even a small error in forecasting can result in a pretty big-sounding shortfall.
And that's what happened this year, a shortfall. Economists saw growing wages and employment, so they assumed tax collections would be up by a corresponding amount. Then they weren't.
It may be that with a shift to more contracting and the so-called gig economy, that folks who are paid as an independent contractor don't know or choose not to report that income to the state and pay their taxes like they're required to do.
Regardless, the reason, lawmakers are now left to decide how to close the gap. They'll be getting down to work in the new year. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.